This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 1 year after deadly dust explosions in West Texas, there are still no new safety regulations. France dropped its hate speech case against Bob Dylan. India consumes 80% of the world's whiskey supply annually. The Securities Exchange Commission is trying to catch up on 1,600 brokers, stock brokers, who didn't disclose bankruptcy or criminal charges as required. So-called independent auto dealers add 6% to the price of cars annually, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The Consumers Federation of America says they cost consumers $20 billion for their services, so-called, as middlemen. Court deportations of immigrants are down 43% under the 5 years of the Obama administration. The Russian economy continues to worsen and complicate their international expansion plans. Detroit's deal to protect existing pensions, tentatively announced, was met with enthusiasm by retirees. Hopefully, the bankruptcy judge will approve. Turkey sent Twitter a list of demands, including start paying taxes and open a local office. Concerns are being expressed by diplomatic and political figures that Hillary Clinton is hawkish and trigger-happy. The North Dakota abortion ban passed by the legislators there at 6 weeks has been thrown out by a federal judge. General Mills, the cereal maker, is trying to assert on its website that buying any product, downloading a coupon, etc., put a consumer into forced arbitration and take away their right to sue for any reason, including poisoning from other food products. Not surprisingly, there are many reports of pressure on the Northwestern University football players on either side attempting to impact their votes on union representation. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about issues and actions that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.